With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is back to the drawing board for efforts to cobble together a short-term government funding bill after a second measure, championed by President-elect Trump and House Speaker Johnson, was defeated in the House.
The measure, which Johnson rolled out roughly 3 hours before the vote, failed to clear the chamber in a 174-235-1 vote, falling short of the two-thirds threshold needed for passage under the fast-track suspension of the rules process. It remains unclear what path Johnson will pursue next. Given the Republican opposition, the bill is unlikely to pass in the slim GOP majority if Johnson attempts to move it through a longer, regular rule process that requires just a simple majority. After the vote, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said leadership did not plan to send the bill to the Rules Committee. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
From the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes region, wintry weather snarling the holiday travel plans of many. Parts of Minnesota digging out from a heavy blanket of snow. There are also bitterly cold temperatures and icy roads. Also at SRNNews.com, Gaza ceasefire talks continue.
Israel and Hamas are closing in on an agreement to end more than 14 months of war. But so far, the sides remain unable to seal the deal. The emerging agreement would take place in phases, beginning with an exchange of some of the dozens of hostages held by Hamas in return for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem. Luigi Mangione could be sentenced to death if convicted of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The death penalty comes with newly filed federal charges. Mangione, who also faces state charges, now jailed in New York. An inflation barometer that's closely watched by the Federal Reserve shows that price pressures eased a bit last month. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures down 225 points. NASDAQ futures off 283. This is SRN News. A billboard war is developing over Christmas.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation spends a lot of money this time of year setting up signs that deny Christ and the whole Nativity story. Now the Catholic League is fighting back. The organization has rented a billboard in Madison, Wisconsin that reads, quote, "Atheists strike out at Christmas. This is our season, not yours. Celebrate the birth of Christ. Merry Christmas." An atheist display was recently set up at the Capitol building in Madison. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist News Service reports a religious schism has turned deadly in Nigeria, with a church member fatally shot, two young children killed as homes were set ablaze. The violence apparently stems from a split in the global UMC over its decision to embrace gay marriage and homosexual ordination. One church member was shot and killed during a confrontation in Taraba State. The homes were put to the torch in the same area, claiming the lives of two children. This is SRN News. Could have a tough time getting that morning cup of coffee at Starbucks in the next few days.
Workers at Starbucks say they're going on a five-day strike starting today to protest a lack of progress in contract negotiations with the company. The strikes are to start in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle, and could spread to hundreds of stores across the country by Christmas Eve. The Workers United Union says Starbucks has failed to honor a commitment made in February to reach a labor agreement this year. Starbucks says the union prematurely ended a bargaining session this week, and that the company is ready to continue talks. The company recently proposed to workers an economic package with no new wage increases for unionized baristas now, but a 1.5% increase in future years. I'm Donna Warder.
Workers at seven Amazon package delivery centers have gone on strike. The company says it does not expect the walkout to impact its operations. More details at SRNNews.com.